Today is all about you standing out. Ain't afraid to bear my soul, ain't afraid to walk on coals. I ain't gonna tell no lies, I ain't gonna apologize. Can't stop me now. Hello drivers, this is Enzo with another episode, and today I want to, it's just something I've spoke about recently, like literally just got off a Zoom coaching session with a driver, and it's something I've spoken about ever such a lot to drivers this time of year, because they're thinking about what I'm going to race in 2021, if we're lucky enough to race, because obviously it's difficult to get sponsors now. You don't know if the championship's going to run in this time, COVID time, so we'll see. But when it comes to deciding on a championship, when it comes to the main important things for your career globally, we have to get very strategic. If you want a career in motorsport, then one of the most important things for you to do is to stand out. You must stand out. And I can't say it enough, because why bother sponsoring you? Why should a manufacturer choose you? Why should a team give you a discount or a deal or a free drive? If you're not really standing out, you're just yet another helmet that's going round in circles, if at all. There's no point at all. You've got to inspire people to help you. And the only way you do that is to peacock and just be different. And to be different means you're either winning, so you look like you're the fastest, or you've got an amazing promotion around you. You've got a story. You've got something about you that helps you stand out. And I don't see enough people doing this. When it comes to, like I say, deciding what championship to do next, people are just in a hurry to go up a level, and finish 10th in a championship that no one's going to see. Well, they'll see you, but they'll see you finishing 10th, and nobody wants to invest in a driver that's finishing 10th. There's no point, unless it's a charity, unless they really like you. People like to back winners. Manufacturers need winners. So I want you to now look at your career. And when choosing the next championship, you've got to think, what helps promote me the best? Even if it's repeating the season I've just done, but this time I've got to dominate it. I've got to set lap records. I've got to win the record amount of races that anyone's done before. That will serve you a lot better than stepping up, spending all the cash you've got just to finish 10th. And I really want to hit this home. Because too many people are getting the ego about not wanting to step up, I mean, not wanting to stay where they are, and they're ignoring the real thing that's going to give them credit in the sport. Your reputation is more important than anything. What are you doing now to peacock? Is your social media aligned with your goal? Are you putting a lot on social media? Are you getting a following? Are you talking to sponsors? Are you giving your sponsors everything they need? Are you being the kind of person that has the work ethic that when the race team see you, they step up their game? So you're standing out as a person who's there to win, who's there to work. Or are you being too nice? Are you being invisible? You can't be invisible. You can't be too nice if you want a career in this sport. You've got to fight for it. And you look at, talking of fighting, you look at everybody that we admire in boxing, people like the Muhammad Ali's. He might not have actually been the greatest, but he told everyone he was, and he usually lived up to it. He lost fights, but still, he made more noise for the right reasons. He get judged more, obviously, because you, once you're out there, you get judged good and bad. But you've got to be prepared to stand out. Everyone who's earning big money in all these sports, Michael Jordan, you look at Conor McGregor, whether you love him or hate him, agree with his ethics or whatever, it doesn't matter. He stood out. He's lost a lot of fights. But he still, when he turns up for a fight, everybody tunes in who likes fighting, of course. This is what we need in motorsport. This is what you need in motorsport in your career if you want to be backed in some way. So I just a very quick video here, just to grab you by the scruff of the neck and say, really understand how the game is won. If people are not talking about you and they're not calling you up, then what are you doing this for? You've got to make sure that every time you're on track or every championship that you enter, if you can't win because the car's not good enough, then people have still got to be talking about you. Oh, he's great in the wet. Oh, when it does rain, he's right up the front so they can see it's the car. Or he had a huge shunt. Either way, you've got to make sure that people are talking about your name in the paddock. How are you going to do it? This is one of your main goals. You can't afford a PR company. If you can't afford a management company who's out there ringing everybody for you, then fine, you're going to have to do it yourself. But just start each week, should we say, just to be a bit kind on you, start each week with, how can I increase my brand throughout the sport? That means talking to people. That means preparing just that bit more for the race to make sure that I'm up the front. Doing your research. Social media, every day, putting something about your journey. Not it's race week, everybody. Not just that. You going to the gym, you waking up training, you phoning up the sponsor. You've got to make sure you get all of this following around you. Then you can start to say, I've got value in the sport. People want you in their car. They know you before they even talk to you. That's the goal, for the right reasons, obviously. So brand first. You are a company. As a race driver, you're a company, so you've got to increase your brand. And brand is everything. Brand means reputation. And if you've got a good one, things will happen for you. That's it for now. See you next time. Can't stop me now.